Log Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Good evening. You. Welcome to the LSO Treat Show. I am LSO, the founder and owner of LSO Exclamation Point. LSO is an educated graduate, further educated master's summa cum laude graduate. And those are just some of the backbones of my educational hashtag, my LSO journey. I am not just a erotica of three published books, yearly calendar, and more. I work in inspirational and empowerment speaking, advising, writing, spoken word, artist, touring, and stillness, so much more to LSO. LSO is comprised of many times, masters of all of this with no regret. Let's not forget the host of the world material LSO. LSO has that creative thing that captures you, and if you want to become one with everything she says, and not be afraid to try it. She introduces you to your freedom to enjoy and a safe and happy. So has the key to unlock and tantalize you to willingly submit. Ignite your soul to willingly surrender to yourself and the other. In her work, she is in control. In her state, her imagination encourages your truth. They escape to pleasures beyond your imagination. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of her work and LSO is creating magic. And speaking, so come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. Are you ready for this show? If not, get ready for this evening's topic. My past, my present, my future. Define my journey. This is actually part two. We have part one, I believe, the opening of the year. We have part one of this. We just had so many questions that we didn't get the opportunity to go through all of them. I said we'll finish up the questions and also ask new questions, because in the conversation, a lot of people wrote in the group, they had, you know, different opinions, and it's interesting. Well, not interesting. You never know what someone is going through, and even something as simple as a post where someone can express themselves gives them that opportunity to free themselves of whatever that's going on in their mind. But note, these are our personal and or research opinions. So get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO treats your safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are about transparency as fact. So call in with your questions. And remember, a spanking may be necessary. And you know, LSO have a paddle and whip ready. Well, mine is ready. But there's no longer whips in the LSO collection. I am not making any more at the moment. The last one is on its way to the respective person who had to have it. So, but there is paddle slap. Excuse me. So, don't forget to get it. Listen, so ready for all the blessings that are about to bring down upon us. Some struggled through last year, and some may even be struggling through this year. But you know what? Get ready for your blessings. Set yourself up. Stop living behind the scenes and step out in front of things. And let's start the wonderful blessings beginning with the LSO Treat Show. Oh, I'm sorry. I need to put my phone on vibrate, but LSO is bringing additional products into her mind, and this is, you know, I'm just getting text messages in reference to that I'm unsure where Miss K is. I have not spoken to her today, and that's usually odd. That's unusual. That's very odd. But, you know, Alice don't know what knows what she's doing. Miss K won't talk to her and spend some time with y'all too. Also, Soldier of Love, he lost his brother, so send some love to him. So are y'all ready for this? I am. The first question is, who are you? And it's interesting because no one in the group actually, well, one person in the group, and he said, my name is Molly Mall, and I'm from New York City, and he put the eyes looking around. Interesting. I put a sex question up. Everybody goes and responds to a sex question. I ask a simple question such as, who are you? And no one knows who they are. Well, I hope y'all find out real soon so y'all not lost in the wind. So I'm going to ask myself, tell myself, who are you? I am a queen. I am a loving and kind person. I'm an author. Three erotic books. I'm a writer. I'm a poet. And I am so much more. I'm not just those things as well. I'm a good friend. I can be a bad friend sometimes on the situation, but it's the easy thing. I'm brave, I'm beautiful, I'm strong, I'm resilient, I'm intelligent. I wear many hats, I'm a master at most of them. Sometimes I fall short at some of the hats I wear, but for the most part, I go and do what I got to do, and that's it. That's who I am. And every day, I'm forever changing and evolving, so who knows who I'll be tomorrow. I'll probably still be those same things, but I'll be better. And I'll add more. I'll add more to who I am. And see, this is when you meet Miss K here. Because now I have to find the next question. The next question. You feel happiest in your skin when? And it's amazing that I actually have to ask that question because some people do not feel happy in the skin that they wear every day. And little do they know, they are beautiful inside and out, be it whatever the color of your skin. And I always say, others tend to be like me, and I wake up just the way I am. So for me, I'm phenomenal. I love the skin that I'm in. We had a young lady put, stay true to myself, my wants and needs. That's when she feels the happiest. For LSO, when I feel the happiest in my skin, that's all the time. Every blazing time. When I wake up, when I lay down, when I'm out and about, I love who I am. I love who I'm becoming. And I love the color of my skin. My best tan was when I was in Jamaica. I don't know what the sun was doing, but the sun made love to my skin, and I was my darkest, and I loved it. And only reason you saw me, especially at night, was because I smiled or you saw my pupils. If you didn't see my teeth, the whiteness of my teeth and the whiteness of my eyes, you would not have seen me. That's how dark I had gotten. And I've never been able to get that dark again. And if I could have stayed that dark for the rest of my life, that would have been one thing I truly would have loved to do. I love my complexion. What's your definition of success? You know what? Y'all little ragamonkeys in the group, y'all all going to get a pow-pow. We had a gentleman. Being able to do as well as afford a lifestyle that's suitable to me, whatever that is, being able to bless my family whenever they need a blessing. If you can bless me too, boo, I'll allow you to do so. So, LSO, what's your definition of success? I would say my definition of success is outdoor myself in each and every vision that I have and competing against my master. Who would be more so into competing against themselves instead of each other, it will be such a better place. And people can probably get further in life as opposed to being stagnant or where they actually are in the moment. Because there's nothing that's just made one of outside of me or outside of you, because we each are unique. You need to be able to, excuse me, when you go into the store, you have a selection of shirts you can choose from, selections of different foods you can choose from, selections of different flowers you can choose from. So what makes you want to compete with someone else? You have a slew of things. What that means is there's a selection of things or items, and you can get to choose from any one of them. And you don't have to compete against them because some will like you over the other brand. So why? I don't see. But we have Miss K. Miss K, I'm about to bring you on. But you know how we do, Miss K. You know how we do. I have to introduce you properly. So, you know.
That's right.
We're going to rewind a minute, everybody. Miss K had a little technical difficulty, and she has come on. Y'all know how we do. Listen, each and every Monday, I have my rider with me. Doc Caller, the Lowless Radio LSO Chief Show. Want to introduce to you the co-host, Miss K. Shepherd. Miss K. Shepherd. See, some of y'all know what she do. Some of y'all don't know what she do. Again, this young lady right here, she wear many hats as well. She's a Reiki master, an author, self-love coach, certified life purpose and domestic violence awareness specialist. And those are just some of the things she do on Mondays and Tuesdays. Let's not forget the rest of them. Miss K, how you doing, baby? Are you still dancing, Miss K? Let me dance with you.
No,
I'm giving it up. Ow. Oh, okay. Miss K, how are you, sweetie pie? How was your weekend, baby?
I'm doing better. I'm getting over the touch. You know, I'm going to call it the Omarion touch. Touch.
Did you perform Reiki on yourself to work
the
with
whole
that?
Family. You know what? Actually, I did not. I just focused on, like, making sure I had enough vitamin C, D, you know, all the appropriate vitamins, zinc, you know, minerals and things of that nature to help combat the touch. Touch, you know. And,
well, I'm glad you are doing much better. I mean, I did have the opportunity
I'm better.
To see you during the week, during a circumstance. But that circumstance happened to have happened again. I don't understand, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to talk to the doctor in regards to that because it's coming too often and for too long of a period of time. So that needs to be. I think so.
You know, because it's so contagious, you know, most people are going to end up with some form of the touch. So, you know, it is.
Well,
I'm
glad you are better and you are here. So you missed the first couple of questions. So you know what we're going to do, right? We're going to rewind and we're going to go back because you have to respond to those questions. So you ready?
Yes, I am.
Miss K, who are you?
Oh, I didn't hear you. Hello?
Yes, I said, who are you?
I just am.
Oh.
I cannot be defined.
A.M.?
I just am. I just am. A.M. I just am. I don't allow myself to be defined. Because I don't allow myself to be defined by a box. I love myself in totality.
Not necessarily defining by a box. It's just that
there's so many components
to who you are.
Well, I mean, once again, once you can embrace that there are so many things that you can be, there really is no box to put you in. So I'm out of the box. I'm an out of the box thinker. So as long as I can allow myself to express who I am in totality, I don't allow myself to be stagnated by a box of an unrealistic expectation that I should sit in. So that's where I am with it. It's like I just am. I am.
Okay. In your am, are you existing or you're living?
I am living because I realize that I just am.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead and live.
Get very metaphysical on it. Let me get metaphysical on you. Meow. Meow.
Okay. You feel happiest in your skin when?
I'm happiest in my skin when I am loving on me. Yes, loving on me from an authentic place of, you know, being able to accept myself in totality. Even the things that I don't like and the things that I would like to change. Still loving those things about myself. So I'm happiest in my skin when I can love myself in totality.
So do you love on yourself often?
Not often enough.
When the last you gave yourself a hug?
Right now. I'm hugging myself right now.
And how did that make you feel?
It made me feel wonderful.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
I think everyone in my listening audience, everyone just hug yourself for a minute.
Just
sometimes
yourself.
You need to
yes.
wind down and know that you are always loved, be it that you loving on yourself or someone loving on you or both simultaneously.
Ooh.
Sometimes you just need that touch.
Okay,
next question, Ms. Kay. What's your definition of success?
My definition of, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What's your definition of success?
It keeps dropping when you say that.
You know what?
Word.
Okay, then let me take myself off of this AirPod thingy. Okay, can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just took it off the earbud. Okay, the question is, what's your definition of success?
I think success can be defined in multiple areas. Success for me personally would just mean accomplishing my goals and not being perfect at it, but being able to accomplish and complete my goals and my tasks. Success for me means that I'm raising healthy, well-rounded, well-minded sons that can grow into good examples of what manhood should look like.
Mm-hmm.
Success for me means being able to sustain a healthy, well-balanced lifestyle. Well-balanced meaning mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, well-balanced lifestyle.
You know, it's interesting because sometimes when you think of success, most people will automatically go into the financial part of success. And success is not just financial. I mean, financial is a part of being successful, depending on what it is that you do. It's a component, but it's not the end-all, be-all. You could be successful just in being who you are and being authentically you and unapologetic about that success within itself. But others may think something totally, they'll automatically resort to success in money, in monetary value.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not right. necessarily it, at least not
well,
for
that's
me.
When, well, people don't, when people don't have it invested in themselves, excuse me, when they haven't invested in themselves, they can't see the wealth that comes from your mental and your emotional health or your spiritual health because they haven't invested in themselves. So as long as you don't make that investment in yourself, you're not going to see yourself as a success unless you obtain outside things to give you the gratification of what you think success is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why I said I want a well-balanced, I want to be wealthy emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and financially, and physically. I want all those things to be well-balanced so there's wealth amongst all of them.
Mm-hmm. And balance is key because if you don't have balance, you will most definitely be off-kilter. And something
mm-hmm.
will be out of place a lot of the times.
Absolutely.
The same way they say all work and no play makes a dull boy something, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And that is so true.
Mm-hmm.
But if you work for yourself and work in your own and move in your passion, it will never seem like it's work. Never,
mm-hmm.
ever, ever. When I'm in LSO element is all about LSO, what LSO wants, what LSO does, how she move, how she talk, how she sound, everything. But then when I'm not in that LSO zone, I'm still who I am. It's just a different part of me, and I respond accordingly. But I like the LSO portion because that's my baby. That's my brand. And, you know, that's a part of me. That's a part of who I am that I truly enjoy. And it's so much freedom in LSO. So much freedom. So you, too, can be LSO'd. But y'all know how we do. Y'all know we have to play music, and I know you don't want to hear the music. And, Vixen, I don't want to be riffing. I have to play the music. So it's only going to be a couple of songs, and then we want to come right back. So don't go anywhere. Go and get some water, go use the bathroom, or do whatever. But we'll be right back.
T.E. T.E.G. Deja vu, come on. Let's dance.
I've been thinking about you.
No doubt.
Baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. I know she want me, her eyes stalk me. They all over me, and now they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes now, like get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows that she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me. I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy. Her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that. I see the passion. We looking at each other. Her eyes slow dancing. She in control now. I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes. Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I forgot to leave y'all with the question when we left off, so we just jump right on into it. The question is, how do you want others to see you? And Facebook has been bugging out all day, and I had that question open and ready, and it just kicked me out, and so now I have to, here we go, I found it. We had a gentleman put, as a person who tries to be as real as possible, as we, how do you want others to see you?
How do I want others to see me?
Mm-hmm.
I want them to see me. Huh, that's the interesting question. I'm one of those people that really don't care about how you see me. I care about how I see myself. Yeah. I shouldn't say I don't care, but it's not that important to me how you see me. What's important to me is that I show up and be as authentic as I possibly can be.
I was getting ready
to say
that.
So that's more of a battle. Yeah, that's more of a battle within myself to, you know, just represent myself as authentic as I can be. I'm too eccentric to really care about what people think.
Yeah. Because I'll switch up on you. You think you know me, and in that same breath where you think you know me, I done switched up on you. And you're like, but I thought,
right.
Yeah, uh-huh, stop thinking.
No, right, no. I'm rather eccentric. So if you'll get a version that you can identify with, but I don't think that's me in my totality.
Right, because that version is liable to change. Constantly changing. So that version is for that moment. So, Alyssa, how do you want people to see you? Ultimately is, I don't care. But in response to the question, I would say one who stood up for herself and you too, you know, if I had to. As a loving, kind, caring, funny person, out the box, very expressive, very eclectic, and a woman that stands in I am. And I always use that term, I am, because the many things that you can put behind I am will define who you are in totality as well as who you are in the moment. So just because I am beautiful, I can also be pretty. I can also be smart. Once you just put I am, you can be whatever and whoever you want to be. And ta-da, there it goes. Okay. Have you done something? Wait a minute. Have you done something that pushed past the boundaries of your comfort zone and explain? And we had a gentleman put relocation, and that was it. It's interesting because all these questions here today, all of those questions only had like one person in the group really respond. So, Ms. K, have you done something that pushed past the boundaries of your comfort zone and explain?
Yeah, I would say relocate as well. You know, relocate. Because moving to where I moved, I'm holding myself more accountable to my choices and my decisions, well, choices and decisions, same thing. But I'm holding myself more accountable to me opposed to worrying about anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, you know what? Sometimes when you take yourself out of a comfortable element, you have
mm-hmm.
no choice but to man up, so to say, because you have to survive. You have to survive. And when you put yourself in awkward positions, that's just what it is. You have to do just that. So, LSO, have you done something that pushed past the boundaries of your comfort zone? And explain. Well, for one, I'm going to say yes. For starters, I'm in my calendar. Usually when I'm in my calendar, I shelter myself, so to say, or I cover up while I'm in the calendar. But this particular year, I exposed myself. When I say exposed, is nothing. It was very sensual, and it was something totally outside of the realm of what I would have done prior years. And I felt very expressionful. I don't know if that's a word, but it sounds good to me. I expressed myself differently, and it felt good to actually do that. It really felt good. And also, excuse me, I ate Brussels sprouts. I tried Brussels sprouts again. And the first time I had it, I tasted it. I didn't like it at all. But last weekend, I tried it, and it was like charred or grilled or, no, it wasn't grilled. It was something, but I know it's charred. It had some blackness onto it. And it was delicious. I was like, oh, yum, 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 yum. Now, I won't go out and purchase it and try to make it. No. I won't order it off of a menu as part of me ordering it. But if it comes, if it's ordered for the table and it comes like that again, I would try it again. I would try it. So that, for me, is outside the box, out my comfort zone. Because before, I would be dead set on, no, 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 I'm not trying nothing. I don't like it. No, period. But now, you know, I decided to be an adult for real, for real, and try something new. And lo and behold, I actually liked it. So that's a good thing. Now, which is worse? Failing or never trying, explain. Well, in the group, we had a young lady put, never trying. If you don't try, you will never know the possibilities of success on the other side. So agree. Another young lady put, never trying. If you don't try, how would you know what to know that you won't succeed? Failing comes with the ability to try again a different way because the first didn't work. To learn from the mistakes of the first fail, in parentheses, yes, there will be multiple fails, but from that, success will blossom. So true. LSO put, failing sets a foundation and creates a blueprint for success. Failing creates opportunity to change, adjust, and reevaluate. Failing lets you know what not to do. Always step out on faith and give it a try. If it fails, at least you know that wasn't it. Gentleman put never trying. And then he also put, Failure is a part of life. You pick up and start again with a different approach and attitude. And another gentleman put, never trying, you can't never fail. Women, never trying, you can't never fail. If you don't try, but you won't know if you fail if you don't try. Okay, people, please put period, commas, you know, all punctuations work. Because when you put punctuations, that makes reading fundamental. Makes it very fundamental. But Ms. K, which is worse? Failing or never trying? And explain.
Never trying.
And why?
Because honestly, the only thing I see as failure is not trying. Because everything else is outcomes. You're attempting different outcomes to get you to the point of success. Failure is actually when you don't try at all.
That's a failure within itself.
Right. But that's failure. You didn't even try.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is outcomes. Like, until you get to the point of where you want to be, you're attempting different outcomes to get you to that place. So, failure is not, to me, failure isn't trying at all.
Daddy. I mean, hashtag off the subject, then I'll bring it back. And it also resorts to the previous question. I am talking about eating pizza. And she had said she heard from a show to warm your pizza in a pan. On a stove. And I was like, huh? So I actually tried it today. Put a little butter in the pan. And I had my pizza cut in squares. So I had like little four squares. And I put the pizza in there to warm it. Then the bottom of the crust, it started getting a little crisp. And I was like, you know what? Let me flip it over to see. And believe it or not, the cheese did not melt into the pan. And I flipped it, and I had my little spatula patting it down and everything and flipping them back and forth. And it was actually delicious. It had a nice little crunch to it, little buttery bottom and a little crunch. Thing is, the stench from, like, when it began to burn, and because, you know, you didn't use up all the grease, that smell is in my house. And I Lysoled the entire house, and that smell is still here. And it's lingering right now, and it's freaking annoying me. That was a sidebar, but it also blended in with the comfort zone and boundaries and past that. But shit, this thing is really annoying me. So on the next break, I'm going to go and get the Febreze, and then I'm going to Febreze the house, and hopefully that'll clear some of this out. But LSL, which is worse, failing or never trying? Explain. So I would say, to piggyback off of what I said before, failing, because failing gives you a foundation of what not to do and or what will not work. Failing is actually like a blueprint. It sets you for doing something different. Now, if you try and you fail, you know what you are attempting to do, that's not going to work for what you are attempting to do. So that means you have to work on a different strategy, a different plan, move a different way. So you would have never known that had you not tried and failed. And when you never try, you will never know, because there's nothing to balance out. There's nothing to equate or nothing to look back on, because you failed. When you don't try, you automatically fail by default because you didn't try. That's just my opinion. And, you know, for the most part, everyone ended up saying not trying. You know, you need to fail. It's best to fail, because when you fail, at least you know you stood for something. But y'all know we got to play music, and I'm getting better at this with the playing the music and getting the music in. So Wait a minute, I didn't even have the music lined up. See, we working on that part.
We working on that part too. Listen, I'm doing real good with getting the music in. Right, Miss K, you can give me that. I'm doing better.
Yeah,
you know,
she is. Yay.
Y'all know.
Yay.
Behind me, she'll text me and be like, don't you need to play music? She haven't had to do that in a long time. But don't go nowhere, everyone. We're gonna be right back. But we're gonna leave y'all with the question. What question are we gonna leave y'all with? We're gonna leave you with, so you can think about this during the break. We're gonna leave you with, are you living your true self? So don't go nowhere, we'll be back. Mm.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color. Yeah, yeah. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
He said he didn't see it all, bet I won't surprise him.
Outfit.
We already tried them. Baby, you can't top them. You got me on the phone like you're about to have me open. That's when I set me in my crib around 7. I leave the door open, let me blindfold ya. About to take over, I'm ready to show ya. Something that you said we need to pay close for.
He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless.
Showed him how fits painted on with his weakness.
Dripping wet, see me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color in his skin. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet when he see me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body, see me.
Must be a Kodak moment. He wanna take my picture. Shoot me on a video. Show me on a split screen. Call up the publisher. Put me in a magazine. Just to show the world the freaky things he wanna do to me. My glow in the dark got him feeling X-rated. Took him back to preschool so he can finger paint it. Trying to cross the finish line, but I already made it. He called me Wonder Woman, cause I am the greatest.
He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless.
Showed him how fits painted on with his weakness.
Dripping wet, see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color in his skin. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet when he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body, see me.
So next level, it's ridiculous. Ain't no chick got nothing on you when it come to freaky shit. Baby, you clown. You should've joined the circus. You're cutting like a 9 to 5. Like the way you work. Should've been a surgeon. The way I got him slurring. Peeling off my body paint. Got him speaking German. Please call a doctor. Put him on the table. I think I just lost him. Somebody get the cable.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color in his skin. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body, see me.
See me in that body paint.
Wow. Wow.
I'm the worst best.
The life I know. When I sit this patty on you, you'll be calling me tomorrow. If I don't pick up my phone, don't be giving me, leave a message at the tone. And I'ma hit you right back. I'ma put it in your life. Got you asking, can your wife that calling me like, where you at? Baby, make the thing move. Can you make that ass clap? Stop playing, stop playing. I hear what you're saying. I'ma work that. I'ma work that. I'ma work that. Cause you want that. Give a dog a bone. How many drinks will it take to be alone? Grey Goose, Hennessy, Ciroc, or Patron. I ain't coming home. Wait, this my song. Gon' turn it up, we gon' do it to the moon. You taste the salsa and you say the salsa tasted good. You're lost in translation like I knew you would.
I want that goodie. Every time I see you walk by, I get a woody. You know I'm good for it, baby girl, I'm a rider. You say that you can work it, baby, I'm your supervisor. Trying to put my plays in, baby, stop playing. Come home with me, I can get that body caved in. Cock them legs back, make you bust, baby, spray in. Put my face in, make her sleep a couple days in. Woo. I want that body underneath me. I can go DC, stand up in it knee deep. You be calling in next week, trying to reach me. Make sure that you keep it clean for me, I'm a knee free. Don't make me wonder, girl, girl, you got my number. I'm fiending for your body, baby, you can see my hunger. And you know I'm a king in this room, it's my jungle. So bring it, cook it to me, I'm a monster.
I'm in a drop top, suckers plus something like a bumblebee. All black, black, red, chef a sign in front of me. I check and see, cause these girls be on that Huckabee. Went from barely hugging me, just nearly in love with me. Now they got the job, but shawty don't trip. I'm the same, maybe young, with a brand new whip. Cutting is a habit, put it in the air. Hey, I got another place, I'ma put it in your face, huh? You can't believe it, damn right, I'm so conceited. Cause before I had a CD, see in my city. Now your jaw dropped, cause I'm dropped in the drop. Hey, tell me why the business on the block when you got bread. Come to see your face, boo, I ain't gotta chase you. Put me in the Honda, to the Hummers in the H2. See the birth with a dime ride shotgun. Get it up your chest like you mad, cause you're not one. Girl, they was passing me by, but I didn't cry. The nails in the sky started making headlines. Now the birds looking lovely. The drop top and night, now they wanna rub me. Now your boy on Beach Street, sippin' on a CC, fillin' up a QT, fueling up my GT. Catch me at the red light, pimp, it ain't no thing. Got four horses in the Bronco Coast gang. I don't need a ring, I'm the champ of the conference. Man, I ain't lost since I've been lawless. $1,000 tie, smoking out of Los Angeles. Pop top jack in the street, leaving paw prints. Looking at Steve, picking cars out of paint. Cop one, drop one, reaching for your pink. Laughing at the girls that used to give me stink. Like I had the ping, now they send me wink. When the doors go up, the top goes down. How can I put this, it goes down. Like a test drive, they drive you, man. I'm riding drop top, you can call me Spider-Man.
Girls, they was passing me by, but I didn't cry. The males in the sky started making headlines. Now the weather's looking lovely. The drop top at night, now they wanna rub me. It's a lyrical pinnacle whipping, centers the cylinders in it to win it. I'm ready for stars in the finish line. I vanquish mine, like my name was Anthony Martin. Don't get me started, because I'm in a faster car, bruh. My way is leaving victims on the highway. Stunting in a black bird more than ever on Friday, but any day.
I'm bound to dip on players anyway. A Dodge truck so up like damn, what a Hemi. You got a loud pipe, you buy the kid tight. If you quick to pass a sucker with your iced out light. If you got a road kid, the intro rope is still sitting. If your paint job wicked and you got a 100 tickets.
Then again,
my bird dog homies get it in. The Lex Coupes, the Beamers, and the Benz. To all of my homies and my friends, keep your top down.
Girls, they was passing me by, but I didn't cry. Through the males in the sky, started making headlines. And now the brothers looking lovely. The rock popping out, and now they wanna run me.
You long for my body and you want my soul, but they don't come without a price. You have your freedom but still want control. If you want me, you'd better think twice. You ask me for limitless sky, but give me limited ground. So baby, don't look so surprised by the words coming out of my mouth.
With the question, are you living your true self? And of course, okay. Excuse me, we had a guest, but I would much rather do something different than what I'm doing. But then there's these damn lawyers and bill collectors. So unfortunately, I do have not necessarily what I want. So Ms. K, are you living your true self?
Ooh. I'm living my true self, but am I living the fullest expression of who I know I can be? No. No. I think there's things that I'm still working on, like issues that I'm still addressing, fears that I'm still addressing, you know, things that I've started, but I haven't completed. So I would say no. There's things that, and goals that I've set for myself, and I haven't accomplished them yet because I've allowed other things to get in the way, you know? We allow other things to get in the way and stop us from progressing or completing a goal. So I'm in a place now where I'm in a place where I know I need to finish it, and I just need to. That's it.
Okay. Well, LSO, are you living your true self? I would say no. There's so much more of me to come, and I need to be all of LSO exclamation point. And a lot of the time I cannot be, but I am living authentically each and every day. Once I can get to where I am living in my passion, then I think I will be living my true self, because in my passion is what brings me joy, is what brings me peace, is what brings me happiness. Now, I don't get all of that doing other things as well. So once I get to that point where I have just that, I'll be fine.
So let me ask you a question. Is LSO a character, or is LSO who you are authentically?
She is both. Because sometimes she is a character of what the moment represents. But she is also me, and that is a part of who I am. So I don't live LSO-ish every day. I don't. But sometimes I do have to live LSO-ish. And then sometimes she's my alter ego. That's my go-to person, because she has just that creativity that will wow you. She says what she wants. She says how she feels. She means it. And, again, that's also me as well. But when she do it, it's a different response sometimes from people. It's because, it's like you've just been LSO'd. And I can probably do the same thing, and it's not the same, if that's understandable. So, yeah, if I can just be that, just be LSO, live LSO, do LSO, live in my passion, I think I would be such a happy camper. What gets you excited about life? Well, in the group, we had a young lady put just being able to wake up and seizing the opportunities that come my way. Another gentleman put, I don't know, life. Another gentleman, waking up and seeing if I can make the day better than the last. Meeting genuine people, being with family, making people laugh, being around people that actually enjoy your company, not always what you can do for them. Another gentleman, waking up and realizing you got a piece of money in the bank. And Ms. K put, knowing the time I wasted will not be used against me. Would you like to add anything else on what gets you excited about life?
Just knowing that each day I have a brand new opportunity to change or fix things or make things better than the day before.
And, you know, that part right there is so amazing, because some people believe in once the day is over, the end all be all. The good thing is if you are awarded the wake up the next day or the next hour, you get to try it all over again and make it different or do different or, you know, add on. It's not the end all be all. So at the end of the day, if you fell short of something that you intended to do for the day, don't beat up on yourself. Just know that tomorrow, if, you know, you wake up, you're on the wake-up list, you have another opportunity. You can be about something else. You can do something different. You can expand on what you started, and you can move forward. A lot of times people get stuck on that, what they didn't do, coulda, shoulda, woulda, and they live just in that moment, and they have that moment keep them stagnant. People. Mm-hmm. Let that go. Let it go. And you can be so much more. So, LSO, what gets you excited about life? I would say me. My creativity, living, enjoying, stepping out on the limb, trying new things, experimenting with LSO and see what I can add to the brand. That is really, really phenomenal for me. Now, is your glass half full or half empty? And I have to find that question because, oh, here we go, ha-ha. We had a gentleman put, I ain't got shit in my glass. It's got a hole in the bottom. Another gentleman put half full. Another gentleman put half full. So, Ms. K, what about you? Is your glass half empty or half full, and why?
Oh, shit, we had this conversation.
Yeah, these are the questions that wasn't answered on the last show.
No, my glass is full.
Does it overflow full or is it just full?
It is. It's full. It's full. Right now it's not overflowing. It's full. Yeah. Because right now I'm working on me. I'm working on building me up. When my cup overflows is when I can extend, like, my abundance to others. But right now I'm working on building up my abundance.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. LSO, your glass half full or half empty and why? I would say I used to think half full. No, I'm sorry. I used to think half empty. And that was because I put my trust in others and I gave them room to fail me. And I wasn't prepared. Or that I would be prepared if they did fail me. But now that thought process has long gone changed. I'm always half full because I now depend on me, and I make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a cup or a glass that's half full, that means you're closer to success than not. That means you're progressing. That means you're moving forward. That means there's something ahead for you with half full. With half empty, you're setting yourself up failure already because you're already starting on a negative tone. And you can't get nothing from nothing. I see we have a caller. I don't know if you want to come on and speak in reference to this particular question or any questions we did prior. But 9062, I'm about to bring you on. Hello, 9062, you're on with LSO and Ms. K. Would you like to talk?
Yes, hi. Let me just throw in my headphones. One second, I wasn't ready.
Oh, you wasn't. He wasn't ready.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yep,
we can.
We can hear you.
Yes, hi. This is Joseph.
Hello, Joseph. How are you?
Joseph.
I'm doing fine. I'm doing well. Actually, I'm doing great.
Oh, that's excellent to hear. So would you like to answer this question? Is your glass half full or half empty?
I would say at the moment, I would say that my glass is full, but there's so much more. I'm learning how to actually fill because, you know, a very, very good friend of mine taught me that you actually have to get to the point of where your glass is overflowing, and then that is when you'll be able to pass on and help others. And I think that once I've actually gotten, to that point, like, for instance, in my getting to that point now, I literally was standing here listening, and I said, I wonder if I should try to give a call and actually just, you know, talk about my progression. And then literally as I said that, you said 9062, are you there?
Wow, interesting. See how that works? That's that energy. I zoomed in on it.
So,
and
it was
your energy.
And as you know, as a fellow Virgo, for many years I've always looked at the glass as half empty. And it took a lot of growing, a lot of challenges to actually go through for me to actually say that I'm at this point that I can't say I'm half empty, literally that I'm here and being able to function and still be able to grow and see the lessons as just lessons and not a failure. I know personally for me, I have gotten to the point where now I'm full. So it's just a matter of like seeing, and like to answer the other question is like, I guess that goes into the other question as far as like, have I been living like the real me? Right now, I happily don't know me. This is someone I'm learning about. You know, I think that my old paradigm has left. So now it's just like, I'm just enjoying the journey of who is this? Who is this Joseph now? And what's going to come to him? And since I've been doing that, things have been coming easier.
You know what? That's great to live in and stand in, because sometimes we get sidetracked with who we are because we are so busy trying to be what others needed us to be for them. And so what we thought they needed us to be for them. But then when you step back and reevaluate and you live in your authentic self and whatever that is to you, then you can realize and learn a whole lot of things about yourself and who you are and the who, the what, the when, the where, the why. So when you get to do that, and, you know, a lot of times we have to relearn ourselves. And I would suggest every day take the opportunity to relearn yourself, because we make mistakes, and from our mistakes is where we grow and we get our value and we move forward. So continue to progress in being who you are and stand in your grace and ride out. And I wish you all the best. Thank you for tuning in with LSO on this case. We're going to put you back on hold and move on to the next question.
Absolutely. I'm honored.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. The next question is, what qualities do you admire about yourself? The gentleman put, purely honest, eek. Another gentleman put, my beautiful heart, the love in, and it will always conquer all. Another gentleman put, I am honest. I want my friends to be successful regardless of what I am doing. I always support those I call a friend. My chef skills are on the next level. And then a young lady put, I have a loving heart. I always try to help others. I'm a nurturer. So, Ms. K, I now ask you, what qualities do you admire about yourself?
Ooh, I admire that I'm able to love from an authentic place, but it doesn't mean I can't teach lessons while I'm in that place of love. So if you need to get spanked a little bit, you're going to get a spanking. You know, I'm going to spank you if you need it. It doesn't mean I don't love you any less, you know. It feels like that mama that disciplined their child, you know, but then afterwards be like, okay, come on, baby, let me give you a little loving, and, you know, here's a little cookie, you know what I'm saying? You know, but I'm actually happy with my progression where I know that I can love from more authentic place without allowing any fears or any other outside noise to interfere with that energy.
because mm-hmm. being that love is a vibration, it's an energy. And when you can tap into that energy, you can move mountains. You know, you can move mountains, but expressing love is one of the things that you were really put here to do. So being able to be in that vibration and to express it, you know, just express that energy without anything added, without adding dysfunction to it, is, I think it's a great accomplishment, and it's a great wealth of being to be able to exist on that plane. Mm-hmm. And I had an opportunity to be able to do that, and I'm so grateful that I did, because, you know, I can always look at that situation and say, I didn't allow anything to interfere with the natural vibration of love in its authentic form. I didn't allow fear to get in the way. Excuse me. I didn't allow insecurities to get in the way. I didn't allow anything to get in the way. It was just a pure expression of that. And okay. That's amazing.
Okay, yeah. Well, LSO, what qualities do you admire about yourself? I would say my heart. I love as well as allow love. And I can honestly say sometimes I didn't allow people to love me as how they wanted to love me. And I don't think it was in fear of anything. I think it was just because I wasn't going to reciprocate that same love that they may have wanted or needed. So I would only give my heart to a degree, but I would not allow no one else to give me theirs, because I didn't want them to think that I was taking their heart and damaging it. So I would say I admire my heart, my talent, and my creativity. But of course, y'all know we got to fix the music, so don't go nowhere. I'm going to leave y'all with this question. What does friendship mean to you? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I think I'm going to write this one out, sir. As dear Miss Sexy. No, better yet. I'm going to write this one out like, dear Miss Beautiful. Because I just want to be your ballpoint pen in this one, baby. And I want you to be my paper. No. Better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown man-ish love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you, and make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I want to fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite, and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you, and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late. Night creeping with any other girl, cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down, wrap and spoil you in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You.
Baby, you my all and my everything. Filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening, the best you ever have, baby. That's what my mission is.
it is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought, and what I dreamt last. Two lines in the road, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I can still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curves like the ties of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
to find you some bun B. Sit up with some pill C. Stir it up into the tight. Ask for MJG. Is that all my home? Not by far. Grab some meat ball. Skimp on these ingredients in fact. Use them all, dog. On the bona fide taste of the YC. Grab the 9DMX in the university. If you 50 some shots, 50 slip in the club. Bring it back to world. And that's the eye for the love. Now, now the pot is getting hot. Bring the thing to a boil. And add a dash of young bro to make it slicker than all. One of the main reasons all of y'all visit my synonym. Cause I'm mixed without the praise. Add mics to season it. I suggest like five. And you'll be pleased with your results. If they end up like mine. I'm the hardest of the illest. I'm the realest in the business. That's the reason why y'all feel this. Product of the illest.
Myself is more important, and I think once you are a friend to yourself, you can actually look for the qualities that you need in a friendship. So to me, it's always important to be a friend of myself first, meaning those things that I would extend to other people, I give to myself, like honesty. Like, I can be honest with myself. I can trust myself. I can love myself. You know, things that I would extend to a friend, I have to extend to me first in order to be able to put those things out there in a friendship. So,
okay.
It starts with me. It's with me.
Okay.
And then it evolves outward.
What does friendship mean to you? Friendship means family, trust, love, authentic. And the reason why I say family, because my friends who are truly my friends, we have years vested in the relationship. So you're really not a friend to me. I consider you a family member, and I will treat you as such, as a family member. So anyone who means something to me in my life that has been a friend, who started out as a friend, is now, you know, part of my family, and I treat him as such, him and her as such. So what do you value most in a friendship Well, in the group, we had a gentleman put trust, a young lady put loyalty, gentleman honesty and loyalty, another gentleman, waking up drunk next to your best friend on someone's lawn after the greatest party ever. College was awesome. Listen, I tell you, college days, I've done some things too, but I've never done that one. I hope you had a good experience, young man. Another gentleman put honesty, loyalty, intelligence, humor, a growth mindset that pushes you to do more than you would have, more than you would have without them, and accountability. A young lady put loyalty, and the fact that a true friend will call you on your BS. That is so true. Because if you can't call me on my BS, then we really not friends. You got to be able to call me out and be able to be coming at you like, oh. I totally agree with that. So, Ms. Kay, what do you value most in a friendship?
Ooh. I would say honesty, too. Honesty, definitely honesty. Honesty. So if I don't have a friend who can be honest with me, yeah, you're not a friend. And I'd rather not be bothered.
Yeah. Well, you know what? LSO, what do you value most in a friendship? And I put that as well, honesty. Because I need you to be able to call me out. If I can't have a friend who's a yes ma'am, yes ma'am, yes ma'am,
mm-hmm.
because that right there will get on my freaking nerves. Because one, majority of the time, I'm always right. Very little that I'm wrong. So if you can't tell me that I'm wrong, then that's a problem. That means you're a yes ma'am, you're a kiss asser. I don't need no one who's going to kiss my ass. Because how are we growing individually and how are we growing as a friend if everything I say and do is yes, 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 yes? Mm-mm, no, we can't do that. What type of friend are you? Well, we had a young lady put one that is about positive vibes and filled with love and more love. Another gentleman put honest and supportive. Another gentleman put, I am an amazing boyfriend and an extremely loyal friend. And good one. Would you like to expand on that, Ms. Kay, or are we going to leave it just where it is?
I'm a damn good friend. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay. You know, we have it. Well, LSO, what type of friend are you? I'm a writer. I'm one that's by your side, right and wrong. If we standing amongst a group of people and I know you dead wrong, I'm still going to side with you because you're my friend. But as soon as it's me and you, I'm going to lighten your ass. Like, what the fuck just happened? You know that I'm not going to embarrass you in front of the people. But just know I'm going to call you on your BS, as I hope you would do the same, as I hope, you know, someone would do the same for me, because in doing that, you know, that's what
mm-hmm.
it's about. Like I said before, I can't
right.
have someone who's riding, like, you know, all up on my butt, knowing I'm dead wrong, and you're not going to call me, you're not going to call me about it. So, who's yeah. ever calling me? I'm on my show right now. I'm sorry. I can't. Oh, okay, that was an accident. Okay. next question. What's something you haven't told someone, but you need to get it off of your chest? Well, in the group, a young lady put, I am really feeling you and was wondering if you would like to be my Valentine. And I even said, you know, tell me, and I'll find out for you. But she never told me. And another young lady put, I am tired of being everyone's safety net. I need someone to catch me. I have open arms, honey. I will catch you. A gentleman put, I know it was annoying to you that it took a while for me to understand things, but what was happening is being in your mere presence makes me grow. So it's not that it takes forever. So it's not that it takes forever things to register. It's just your existing makes it easier for the Most High to feed me information. And Ms. K said, remember, everyone is feeding you through the Most High. Well, yeah, that is true. You never know who's your angel. And angels come in many forms. That's why you never know if you're entertaining an angel or not. So that's why you should always treat people right, because you never know who you're standing in the presence of.
But I meant that. Oh, before you skip on from that comment, I said that because even our adversaries are from the Most High, because our adversaries are here to push us when we're having a hard time growing. So sometimes you have to have somebody who's an adversary who's going to push you, even though it may hurt and it may be painful, but it's part of your growth. So
everyone is not going to always come in the form of an angel.
Absolutely.
Because everything is always so picture perfect and clear and bam, what are you learning? You have nothing to strive or thrive for, because it's all set out. You have to go through a little rough time and some things so that you know what not to do going forward, or know what you can do going forward. A gentleman put, not a damn thing. It hurts when you bite your tongue. A young lady put, I'm sorry and I miss you. And this particular young lady, I did ask her how she felt by expressing that. Did it make her feel better? And she actually said yes. So I had suggested to her that whenever she feels overwhelmed or something that's aching at her, to write it down. And not only just write it down, because if you can't speak it to the person and you need the person to know, speak it to the mirror. And if you can't talk to them, talk to yourself in the mirror, or write it down, or speak it to your phone and text it to yourself, or do something. You have to have some form of outlet onto it, because, you know, holding on to that much pressure can actually hurt you. It can send you, you're going to have panic attacks. It will send your pressure up. So many things negatively can impact you by doing such. Another young lady put, I miss my friend. So, Ms. King, what's something you haven't told someone but you need to get off your chest?
Ooh. Well, what you tried to do didn't break me. And I will always emerge more stronger and more powerful. So you can continue to try, but it's never going to stop my light, and I'm always going to continue to shine and continue to be the best version of myself. And I know that's the thing that kills people the most, especially when people try to tear you down or knock you down a few pegs, is when you can still rise up and be a better version of yourself than the version that they knew. So that's my goal. My goal is to always be the better version of the version that you knew. Because if you met me and I was a 5,000-watt light bulb, guarantee you by the time I'm done elevating from you, I'm going to be a 10,000-watt light bulb.
Hey.
So the goal is to always keep elevating and being a better version of myself, so that you can always look back and go, oh, I tried to tear her down, but it didn't work.
Well, also in the group, some other people, young lady put, I want to be the friend you can keep. Another gentleman put, I love you. Another gentleman put, the thought of losing you scares me more than losing my pride and ego. And another young lady, in order for there to be a we, you have to be grounded in self. I have faith you will get there. You aren't walking alone. No, those are nice words. Okay, Alyssa, what's something you haven't told someone but you need to get it off your chest? Honestly, I don't know. Or sometimes you want to try, but you're scared to try because even though you know you won't be rejected, you're still just scared for whatever the reason. Well, for me, I'm still just scared for whatever the reason and not sure why I'm scared. So with me being scared, I will always keep up a block. So if you're able to get past that block I have up, you good. What do people automatically assume about you when they look at you? And I don't see the question in the group. I don't know where Facebook put that. So, okay, I'm going to go to you. What do people automatically assume about you when they look at you?
That I'm mean. And I can be mean, but that's not what I ascribe to first. You know, I can be mean, but I'm not. I think I'm a very loving, open, and kind person. Now, can I be pushed to being mean or provoked into being mean? Absolutely. But out the gate, I'm a very nice person.
Okay,
you just have to be comfortable with yourself. Cause see, but that's you have to be comfortable with yourself. Cause I make people very uncomfortable.
Okay, that's
and it's because of my presence. It's because of my presence. I make people uncomfortable, right? So, you know, I'm a kind and sweet person. But if you're too intimidated by my energy, then that's an issue that you're having with yourself, and it has nothing to do with me. So I'm a very kind, caring person out the gate.
Okay, very well. And like I was saying, I was going to say the same thing. A lot of people think I'm mean, but I'm so not mean.
Right.
I ask people to write an affirmation in the present tense, and this will be the affirmation for self for the week. And no one actually, so I'm going to go straight to you, Ms. Kay. What's an affirmation that you can put in the present tense and you can live by?
Affirmation is the sky is never the limit. You are your only limitation.
I like. Okay, Ella, so what is an affirmation for you to live by this week? And I would say I am. And that's usually always my affirmation. Because when you say I am, that means you're standing in what it is you're about to say that comes after that. You're giving the energy and you're giving positivity and you're standing in that grace of what's about to come afterwards. So if I say I am strong, no matter how I feel in that moment, I know I have the strength to move on and do what it is that I need to do. When I say I am beautiful, I know regardless what I put on, if I have on 25 different colors, I'm still beautiful in each and every one of those colors I have on. Whenever you start off with I am, is given a definite and given definition to whatever it is you're about to say right after that. So for those who have not wrote an affirmation, please write an affirmation for yourself and live through it daily for the rest of this week and see how it made you feel. So as you know, that concludes all of our questions for this evening and begins to bring us to our closure for this evening. Yes, LSO is still celebrating her birthday, but Let me inform you, Miss K's birthday is coming too. So she's going to be doing the same thing I'm doing very shortly, if she hasn't started already. I want to say happy birthday to Kayla, Erin, Alika, David, Reed, Sonia Jenkins, Tara, Yara, and Maurice. Happy birthday to each and every one of you. Also, I want to extend condolences to my family. There was three people that I've lost within the past couple of weeks, the aunt, cousins, in-laws. Also, to the Holmes family, our family from Fort Maine, Tashin, she lost her sister. Condolences to you. And not only did you lose her sister, you know, Fort Maine lost her sister, Fort Maine lost her sister as well. And also Soldier of Love, this past weekend, he lost his eldest brother. So we're sending love, good vibrations to you. We pray all is well and know that, you know, we are here with you. Also, Miss Kay, she'll give you more information on the launch of Queens Let's Fix Your Crown. So that should be coming soon. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell on the LSO M-A-S-K Squiggly D on YouTube. Don't forget, LSO drop the calendar. If you don't have the calendar, you need to order now because LSO, again, is going to the post office tomorrow. So get your purchase in right now. So as I close up for the night, I can package it up and it can go out and be ready for tomorrow. Also, LSO has paired up with Eatery and Satia's Sweet Kitchen, and we have Valentine packages. That's an entire vibe. So if you don't know what you want to gift him or her, or you don't know the setup, don't worry. We got you covered. We got you covered from the whole ambiance of things. We have your desserts. We have your food. All you have to do is, you know, put your deposit down, and we'll actually deliver. You can come and get it, or we can deliver for a fee depending on where we're delivering to, but it's delivered locally. I'm sorry, Miss Kay, we're not coming that far out to you. But we possibly can mail something. If someone would like to send you something, we can mail it to you. I can't mail the food, but then again, I don't know, because food is coming from Delaware, which is not too far from you. So that can be an overnight. Right. If it's frozen and packaged correctly, that can be overnighted to you. It'll be overnighted to you. And, of course, any LSO products can always be sent as well. And you can have your package for Valentine's Day. Don't forget to tell us when your birthday. So then, you know, and anyone who's listening, y'all can do the same thing for me. I like to eat. I like cupcakes. So, yeah. Don't forget to tell us when your birthday or a special occasion or anything that's going on in your life and you want to share with us, and we can, you know, give you a shout out on the show. Don't forget to let us know. Mm-hmm. And thank you for each and every one of you for writing in the group, for inboxing, for texting, for calling. Thank you for participating, because without you, there's no show. So actually, it's our show. It's not just LSO Treat Show. It's our show, because we all play a very important part in making a show. Miss Kay, do you have anything to say?
Yes, I'm just looking forward to the next class. I'll probably be scheduling it in the next couple of weeks. Also, I'll be celebrating my birthday, which is February 12th. I can't. I'm looking forward to that.
If y'all want to send Miss Kay gifts, come to LSO. I know what she don't have.
Yes.
Did I say that out loud? I was using my inner voice. I don't know why that came out so loud.
That's right. Contact LSO if you want to send me a little birthday shout out. You can also inbox me or hit me up on my Facebook page. I will be posting that my birthday is coming up soon. Just working on other things. And, you know, I have a big interview that's about to come up soon in the next couple of weeks. So I will keep everyone posted. So, that's it.
What's for you will be for you. Remember, we will be coming to you each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into LawlessRadio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. We have some spectacular shows coming up. We also have some very good shows lined up for the next couple of weeks, especially for Valentine's Day. We're going to give some pointers and some things. Miss Kay and I have not decided if we're going to do a show on that day, but we may just, it all depends on our schedules, we may just, and it may be a free-for-all. We're, you know, just having fun on the show. If you're looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LS718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come-up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music to Lawless at lawlessradio.com. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. Let's show our support for one another. LSO calendar is here, the 2022 calendar. And I'm not saying it's just because it's my calendar. I'm saying it because it's the truth. The calendar is hashtag the bomb. I'm telling you, it is. And everyone has been asking for towels back in LSO products. I actually found some plush towels, and right before the show, I have someone working on the towels. I have maybe about 15 to 20. I'm not exactly sure. Maybe closer to the 15 towels. So I don't know what the pricing is going to be for them just yet, because I don't know how much it's going to cost for me to have them made, as well as, you know, the purchase of them. But just know they're plush towels, and I call them cum towels. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can order LSO merchandise at treatsandthingsLSO.com and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LSO Treats. You can also order any book that LSO have, and in order to get an autographed copy, you have to actually go through my website at treatsandthingsLSO.com. But you can find the first two books, Erotic Playground and Taste and Treats, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Lulu.com. Also, you can order Miss K's book at kshep-sff.com. It's called Authentically Rich. And her second book, of course, I forgot the name of it. You can get that by actually inboxing her, because that's on, that's an ebook. If it's anything like the first book, no, I did not get it. And yes, I forgot to get it. But LSO will be getting it, because the same way support comes to me, I support as well. In closure for this evening, this was a great Monday evening, spending time with each and every one of you. It was engaging in conversation and very enlightening, and we thank you for being with us. As the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show continues to have extraordinary Monday night rides, after each show, I hope that, you know, you felt the presence of freedom of speech, and we left you with some hugs and loves and abundance, because sometimes people need a hug. Everyone who's on now may not have been on when we first started, but what we did, so I'm asking you to do the same, just hug yourself right now, because you are deserving of it. And I hope that makes you feel well, and know that that hug is coming from Ms. Kay and I as well. We hope you continue on this journey with us, as we are enlightening and strengthening you in every conversation in full transparency. We hope you enjoyed this tonight's show, and we left you with something to think about on the topic, My Past, My Present, My Future, Defined My Journey, Part 2. Pieces of advice: write an affirmation daily or weekly and live in it. Hold yourself accountable for your affirmation or affirmations. Live every day in your truth, not what someone perceives of you or who or what they want you to be. Believe in yourself. You should be your number one fan, your first go-to person. Know that you are enough. Don't let nobody break you down, because you are well-deserving of every single thing. Be your best version of yourself each and every day, The day you wake, every morning when you wake up, you have another chance to be great again. Step out on faith, and that's all you need is the faith of a mustard seed. Be safe and stay safe. You know, if everyone do what they're supposed to do, the world would be a whole better place. And stop worrying about what you have and what you don't have. I mean, stop worrying about what you don't have. Worry about what you have and make do with that. Every day is a gift to you, so don't take it for granted. Live happily in every single moment of your life. You are enough. Elevate yourself. You are great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. LSO and Ms. K would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the show tonight and hanging out with us. Y'all could have been doing anything else, but you know what? Y'all gave us your time. Y'all gave us 2 hours of your time. And you know what? We greatly appreciate it. We are honored because this is 2 hours that you will never get back ever again. And you spent it with us. And we thank you. We invite you to continue on our radio journey, enjoying the ride each and every Monday night. And don't forget to pay it forward. As we approach tomorrow and the rest of the week, note that every day is a day to give thanks and to share some love. And dates set aside to celebrate is nothing more than just decisions made by those that be. So know that you set aside a day for you. Say tomorrow, this is the day to do X, Y, and Z and live in it, love in it, and celebrate it. Spread love and joy to those in need because you never know who may have lost a loved one, who need a hug for them words. You never know what's going through someone's life or what's going on in their world. So show them and give them some love just to, you know, brighten up their day. And know that smiling is contagious and it's free, so you can give out plenty of them. If God's will, we'll talk to you next week. Stay prayed up, be careful, and stay safe. My hashtag is my LSO journey. Hashtag love yourself organically. Hashtag I deserve. Hashtag backseat. And hashtag I am. Ms. K, what is your hashtag?
Authentically rich and Queen's crown.
Well, there you go. You got the hashtags. And don't forget, everyone, to set your affirmation for this week or even daily. So yours is Sweetness, LSO, and Ms. K. Good night, everyone. Be safe.
Good night.